juice cream.
Hey, this is
Chris. Apple juice cream.
Hey, this is
Apple juice cream.
Hey, this is Chris.
Apple juice cream.
Hey, this is Chris.
Apple juice cream.
Hello, Discers! What's up? This is the Slappin' Disc KC show. I'm here with Mr.
Paul Jangles.
Paul Jangles and Disc Bird. Disc Bird. We are at Shawnee Mission Park.
Woo!
This is
last time you were here is what, February, March?
No, I think we played summer. We didn't come here in the fall, did we?
I've come here once or twice, but is that snow I just saw? I think I just saw some. Oh, maybe it's some of the dust from the burn.
Oh, yeah. They burnt some of the fields here.
It's a blackened, scorched earth around here.
Yeah.
Scorched earth.
Pretty easy to find a disc.
Scorched earth.
It is a chilly Thursday afternoon, late December. It's December.
No, oh, yeah, it's the last day of fall, buddy.
Last day of fall. Hey. We've been waiting for winter.
Hey, finally, the Starks get to change
their
Several
winter
safe.
Storms in.
Oh, yeah, winter came.
Check these out. So I bought these.
So, yeah, it's a breezy, overcast, about 40, so it's not too bad. But this bird's in town, so we decided we're gonna play on a Thursday. Hopefully we're going to play again this weekend, but... It's been a while since we've made a podcast. It's mostly holiday and weather related. My own fault.
And vacation related.
Vacations, yeah. There's that whole
Vegas trip. We're going to flip our disc to see who gets to go first on...
I think we should give Disbird
first. Oh, Disbird gets the honor. It's a short one.
One right
guests.
There.
Yeah. Guess right.
Don't
throw in your Valkyrie. All right, awesome. I have not warmed up, so this is probably going to be bad. It's not very crowded on the course today. There's one car in the parking lot that is not ours.
There's some nice construction going on over there, though. They're going to build a new playground.
Nice. Looks like this bird's rocking the Michael Jackson look today. The one glove. Ooh, hooked it a little bit. Nice distance, though.
Seem like it's very wide.
Partrain!
Boom!
Boom! Where's the thing?
This bird holds the box.
Feels weird to have a trapezoid box, doesn't it?
You brought
it's been
this
a
up.
While.
I don't.
Wait, you listened to the last podcast from Shawnee Mission Park before you came here?
Yeah. I want to go to hole 12 where the discharging stations are.
Doing your research, buddy. I like that.
Yeah,
I appreciate that effort. I don't put that level of effort in.
Ooh, a little dipsy. Wow! Dodge this.
Tossed all over the place. Nice throw.
Is there a creek right there or something?
Kind of stuck the landing.
No. I mean, there's a creek right there.
Avoided like every tree.
Nice shot.
Well, they don't have any leaves, so.
Big chance. Nothing gonna stop this part train.
You got that best.
Just in case I lose it. There's a long explanation on what you're supposed to do.
On what you're supposed to do. You can't get a hold of me. This is
part train.
You know my Instagram.
We're all on the part train.
Alright, hole three.
One,
the spirit holds the box.
Taking that box and just...
Yeah, just throttling it.
That's the trick. You gotta get it through the trees first.
We just throw it straight. That's easy. Oh, damn.
Dunk.
They were selling hedge apples.
What?
No, they weren't.
At Fairway in Iowa.
For what?
At the grocery store. produce section.
Are you sure?
Take your huge apples.
Woo! All right, we've got some standings now.
We've got some separation now.
Well, there is now. Oh,
that's all right. Keep on moving. All right, we're up to a hole four. Finally have some standings. Mr. Paul Jangles has taken the box.
Woo! It's my box!
With a solid par on the last hole. I bogeyed out. And Mr. Discbird with the double bogey. Nice shot, dude.
Look at that grouping.
And Discbird. Four par. Taking the box back.
Whoa! Hey!
Double
chain. Bogey buddies?
Bogey
bros.
Bogey bros.
Is that what you too short?
You can't hit the chain and have it come out. It's got like, is this normal? Two chain thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
With the chain on the bottom like that?
Yeah. Hello, discers.
Hey, Trees Bane.
Hey, Mr. Paul Jangles. We're on hole number five. This is a 215 foot par three. Mr. Discbird has the box.
Because he got a par, and we are...
Because we are bogey bros.
Bogey
bros. He's riding that par train.
Yeah. Look at that!
Whoa. Thread that needle.
Sorry.
That was impressive.
At least I hit a line.
Oh, my God.
Not on purpose.
Oh, I see a bird's nest. Nope, no birds in it.
Oh, come back.
Bad putt. Bad.
Oh, no.
Par train.
Whoa. You're supposed to say, you don't have to do that.
All right, we're approaching hole six. I think now is a good time for us to take a little break for a word from our sponsor.
Buddy, where's the spatula?
Okay, kids, let's go.
There's just one place to go for all your spatula needs.
Spatula City!
Spatula City! A giant warehouse of spatulas for every occasion. Thousands to choose from in every shape, size, and color. And because we eliminate the middleman, we can sell all our spatulas factory direct to you. Where do you go when you want to buy name brand spatulas at a fraction of retail cost?
Spatula City!
Spatula City! And this weekend only, take advantage of our special liquidation sale. Buy 9 spatulas, get the 10th one for just 1 penny.
Slap disc KC.
Woo!
Alright.
And we're back! We're back. Thanks for listening to that little bit of advertisement. Hole six. It's in its usual single position. Well, I guess there's two spots.
Yeah, I kind of almost prefer it. Long spot.
Yeah. I know I've mentioned this before on previous podcasts, but quality bag hangers here, not only is there good signage, but they actually have little brackets for your disc bag. Mr. Paul Jangles taking the scenic route.
Get a tree, but...
It didn't go as well as I'd hoped, but I'm still on the fairway. Discbird just magically sliding through these branches. I think we're getting into a big empty field and there's a lot more wind over here.
Well, I can feel like there's some breeze coming right off of there.
So, I'm going to blame God for that shitty drive. Thanks, God. Goddamn bonus. Ouch.
Woo!
Bang chains. Bogey, so... Par? You got par?
Par. Bogey bros.
There's a discharging station over here.
Is there one right here?
Charge it up. Hi. We're on hole 7. Nice. This is in its red position, 359-foot par 3. Just birdied through first. So far, I've yet to have the box, even though I think we're all pretty much tied up.
Into the wind.
I'm okay with that. You guys want to hear me talk anyways, so that works out for everyone. Double bow. Oh, yeah.
Woo! Not letting you have any.
I don't know how to put music.
Okay.
Over the whole thing.
Are you using Anchor?
Well, that or...
Shout out to Anchor. We love you. Thanks for being our sponsor someday.
What is the...
I would love to help you out, because I want to hear the Disbird Show. What would you call it? Would it be the Disbird Show?
Disc in Des Moines?
My disc is all up in your moin. That's classic.
In her loins or Des Moines?
In Des Moines.
It's a work in progress.
Disc moin?
Disc moin.
Yeah, let's make this happen. Why aren't you recording right now? We could all be doing a
we could do tri-cast.
It's a collab.
You're up, man. It's your box.
Am I? I thought we had the same score, and you had the one before.
So. Not me.
You threw first, though, didn't you?
I got a
double
bogey.
The one before that. It's your, you get on that.
Just take it, man.
Do your forehand.
Didn't come in at all.
That was the opposite of mine. Like, mine was like, whoa, I think I'll go for another 40 feet.
Is that your star leopard?
Yep. Yeah, I thought you got par.
Yeah,
I got a bogey because I am terrible with this game. Shout out to Disc and Jane. What's up to you? Hope you're feeling better today. Hey, Discers. Guess where we are. We're on hole 9. Oh my gosh, the back 9. Almost. 341 foot par 3. Yeah, it's not so bad.
Oh my gosh, is that like a transformer thing over there? It seems like that's an inopportune place to have a controlled bird.
Hey guys, what are you guys doing?
Oh, shit. Mr. Paul Jangles has the box with his fantastic birdie from that last hole.
Busted up the tee devil.
And then Disc Bird's going to be throwing second, and I am in my usual place, far at the back.
Come back! Come back! Come back!
Oh, that birdie didn't really pay off the second round. Another forearm throw. Not forearm throw. Forehand? What's that called?
That's the forehand.
Forehand. Also known as the flick.
I call it the forehand shuffle in my neighborhood.
All right, here we go. Woo! Bogey! You guys riding the par train?
Yeah.
Par train. Good for you guys.
Yeah. All right. So at the turn, Mr. Paul Jangles has plus 2. This bird has plus 4. Breeze
bait! Plus 7 what?
Plus 7 strokes!
Strokes?
Strokes!
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 Oh, Billy score.
Plus 7.
I hit 10,000 back on hole 2, so.
Back off!
What's up with you guys?
Check it. Let me check it at the discharge and see.
Hole 10. This is a good opportunity for us to take a break and have you listen to something. So we'll be right back.
Anaconda malt liquor.
With a delectable combination of the finest butters and hops, it's the only malt liquor that carries the seal of excellence from Uncle Sam himself. And when you pop the top, the panties drop.
Is that Anaconda malt liquor? The only malt liquor to be approved by the United States government?
That's right. Anaconda malt liquor.
All right, we're up to, we're back. Welcome back, listeners. This is Treesbane.
Hey, did we have a note from our sponsor?
We just did.
I got an 8500.
Oh, steps? Yeah, I'm kicking your ass. Sorry. I had a fun business meeting today with some of the bigwigs over at Pro Athlete. That was fun. Apparently their chef has a much larger budget than I do. Significantly larger and better equipment. And it's got a dishwasher, like an actual human dishwasher. So I'm kind of still processing that whole thing. But here we are, we're on hole 10. What position are we looking at? Hole 10 does have a bench. It has a very nice looking trash can. Some stickers on here. We got the Duke boys, finger, knocker, elbow, shoulder, deep. I think I've seen that sticker before. And they've got the dgtournaments.com sticker. It's pretty quality. Not quite as nice as Disc and Jane's.
Look at that.
Slapping
Look
Disc
at that.
AC.
Now go around the corner.
Stickers. That was a nice throw. Nice throw, man.
This is what it takes to be a mediocre disc golfer.
Bleeding for your sport.
Exceptionally average disc golfer.
That's what it takes to get par, man!
I miss Blu-ray. We gotta get Blu-ray. Probably won't see him till summer, huh? Skimmer!
Beforehand give it. Beforehand take it away.
So we're on hole 11. This bird decided to go with the skimmer.
Like really humming,
that wind is not.
That, yeah.
It's a lot of fun editing in high wind.
There's no glide.
Bank chains. All right, listeners. Hey, how's it going? It's Treesbane. It's very windy. See, there's a bit of a wind chill. All right. Feels good. Feels good to get charged up. All right. Wow, I think we got the long position. It's the first long for today. 445-foot downhill par 3.
I wanted to get the whole 12. This is what you were
talking about. Counterclockwise. Never charge clockwise, otherwise you drag your disc. Drop knowledge!
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe!
Dropping strokes.
Bang and chains with pole and trees. Bang chains.
And I'm gonna count that as
par.
You did not! Alright, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I parred, I drove, and I threw it down to here, and then I threw it into the hole.
Well, I got a birdie, so.
You mean
the opposite
birdie?
I didn't get a birdie.
Yes, there's no wind.
A reverse bird?
Yeah. Big difference down the hill.
Hey, everybody. This is Mr. Pole Jangles. I've taken over the mic not because I lost the box. I've got the box firmly in my grasp. But because Mr. Treesbane wants to... he wants to take a little break. That's all I'm saying. He thought maybe you were sick of his speeching. So we're up to hole number 13. Hole 13 plays uphill. We're playing right into the breeze. It is 284 feet to the pin. In other news, I just finished Fire and Blood the other day. And I gotta tell you, it's confusing. Unless you're a Targaryen, you probably won't understand everything that's happening. Now, I'm gonna throw my TL3. I'm gonna try and throw it between these catalpa trees, which Treesbane doesn't think I know what a catalpa tree is, but I know what a catalpa tree is because I took a class on that. At any rate,
class in catalpa trees?
I didn't take a class on catalpa trees. It's called Kansas plants, okay? Catalpas are a native tree to Kansas. We had to spell it. That was the hard part. It was all in Latin, man. All in Latin. Yeah, I speak Latin. It's a dead language, but that's okay. At any rate, we're going to keep on keeping on. I'm going to hand it back to... Well, maybe we should let Disbird have a little time on the mic. Here we go.
I'm good. What are you...
All right. Hey, listeners, we're on hole 14 here. This is a downhill. Oh, a little bit of tree action towards the end.
Hey, Diskers. How's it going?
Partrain.
Mr. Paul Jangles and I rode a very chilly partrain over here. We're on hole 15. This is a 252 foot. Uphill.
Wow. Threw it a long ways.
Mr. Paul Jangles.
Threw it a long way.
We're recording.
Live.
Gotta get my stocking cap away so I can hear what's going on. So I just had a drive that went far, far off the fairway. But these are winter rules, so we don't have any OBs. That's kind of weird. So it's a little chilly, it's a little overcast, but we're getting things done. We're getting pretty close to the end of our journey. Diskbird! Just probably had the drive of his life. It's just like right in the middle of the fairway. Looks very nice. If it was any colder, I think that we probably wouldn't be disc golfing. Of course, Diskbird's in town and we kind of feel bad because we were supposed to go up to Des Moines and play around, but it snowed that weekend, so sorry, Diskbird.
Northern Texas is the most boringest, stupidest place I've ever driven.
Well, Northern Texas sucks, but the panhandle in Oklahoma,
it's like
every 5 minutes you gotta like stop. No, because you go through all these little pig farm towns, and it says, like, speed limit 65, and then it drops to, like, 25 in, like, 5 feet. Oh, par. Oh, my God. Whose box?
My box! I have a hard time believing that I double bogeyed that, but... It's expensive, though, to rent a car one way.
No, the whole trip was like $180.
With the car and everything?
Yeah. Well, maybe like 40 more with gas. And we stopped and spent the night.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, there it is.
This is Mr. Paul Jangles. Treesbane just kept knocking, steady as the course goes, and he got the box. He took it. He grabbed a hold of it and he said, "You're my box! You know, my box."
I don't know the meaning of the words.
He's got the star leopard. He's going to the right of the tree.
That.
Look at that. He threads the needle and stays on the fairway. Very well played. Let's see.
I was going to go up and over the tree.
I think it's mine. So here,
you have to grab. You got to grab this phone before.
He's going off into the, oh. Lucky bounce off a tree there.
Into another tree.
Oh.
I can see it though.
Could be worse. Diskbird steps into the box.
Diskbird!
Oh, shit.
Whoa. Okay. All right. We're disking.
Hello.
We're disking. We all took different paths.
Everybody get a four on that?
Yeah. So I was like, hey, that was the triple bogey. We haven't had the triple bogey.
Bogey
Bogey Triplets?
The Beagle Boys?
Boys, because they have the three heads?
No.
Pet Boys.
You're too old, dude.
Pet Boys has three heads.
So yeah, it's still my box.
Still your box.
Oh, shit.
234 feet. To the left of the tree.
All right, so this is Mr. Pole Jangles. Oh my gosh, I'm getting buzzed. Buzz, buzz, buzz. Woo! Look at that throw in right there at the base. I just want to say this looks like Mordor with all the burned grass.
Great commentary there, Mr. Jangles.
I had a lot more, but then it ran out of...
Just get off my box!
Is that the TL3?
I'm going to disagree. I think this looks a little bit more like the Field of Fire.
I was going to start singing from the depths of the darkest depths of Moria. Led Zeppelin song?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's. So if you can put that in there.
Just in the darkest depths of Moria, I met a girl so fair. But Gollum and the evil one crept up and slipped away with her. Yeah.
Now I'm gonna put the Game of Thrones score over this. This is totally the field of fire, bro. That in post.
There's gotta be some burned up discs over there, man.
On the t-shirt that says.
What is this normal?
Fix it in post.
Grass? You gotta go around the corner here?
Hey, discers. Yeah. We're on hole 18. It's Mr. Paul Jangle's box. Hole 18. We're between two burned out fields. It's getting colder by the minute. Wind has officially cooperated with gravity, and now even down here, a little cold.
Oh, I really want to.
Nice skip.
Little skip it a do da day. Skip it a do da, skip it a day.
Okay. We're looking at probably 333 foot part three. I'm gonna go ahead and throw my Star Leopard. And here we go.
Don't podcast and putt, man.
Yeah. Never learn. Big chance! Woo! Good round, guys.
Yeah, that was an excellent
round.
As usual, this park did not